I think the place we always want to start is what's in our own hearts. And that's where we cannot really help other people until inside of us, there are some not definitive answers, because most of these things don't have definitive answers that we can understand. But their hearts would be tender to the situation. And as the Bible says, suffer with those who suffer, rejoice with those who rejoice. And obviously a first responder is often in these suffering situations. So I think for your own heart to be prepared, you have to recognize we live in a world where there's a lot of evil, there's a lot of suffering. We need to be mentally prepared for facing the worst situations. And again, many first responders have indeed faced those things, but also to face them with sensitivity and allowing your heart to be broken, which is kind of a challenge because sometimes you have to put that off. You have to postpone your ability to empathize, because if you totally empathize, oh my gosh, this is the loss of a child, or at least the potential loss of a child. I've got to do whatever I can do to save the life of this child. Okay, well now it's over, but it's not over. It's just beginning. The suffering, if the child has died, for instance, the suffering has just begun for this family. So I think empathizing is really important. And there's a tendency for cynicism, skepticism, sort of a minimalizing and sometimes even trivializing of suffering that's a coping mechanism among first responders. Understandably, you're facing this stuff all the time. For instance, when I've done background research with homicide detectives related to my novels, there's a lot of joking about death, except death really isn't funny, especially murder and the death of an innocent child, you know, all of these things. So I think being prepared in your heart is something where you can say, okay, what are my own theological beliefs? Do I believe there is a God? Do I believe that God is good? Do I believe that he gave choice to human beings to use for better or for worse? And then how can I bring those beliefs, my own worldview, to someone to comfort them? And obviously from my point of view as a Christian, the comfort that we can bring is in the Christian worldview that sees a God who is absolutely good, who permits suffering, but who went to the cross in Jesus to take suffering upon himself and pay that redemptive price. Now, when you have that belief, you have something very special to offer the person that you're comforting. It doesn't mean that you preach a sermon at them. You don't. It doesn't even mean you begin there. You begin by maybe just pure empathizing, and when it's appropriate, putting your arms around them and then linking them up with the kind of resources and helps that are available that most first responders know about. But I would even have a card, you know, with me to make sure that I know exactly who they can call for counseling, sometimes even a local church pastor, someone like you as a chaplain or a great resource to point them the right direction for long-term follow-up. And see, that's one of the things too, is that a lot of first responders aren't doing long-term follow-up, but I know a number who have gotten into situations who even years later still have a relationship with people. They were there in their moments of crisis and they still connect with them.